No, I did address the issue with her last night.
Good.
And,
great.
I tried to get Sharon a little, you know, I'm trying to get Sharon aware of it, but I honestly, Joe, I think she's completely in the dark.
Yeah.
She has no control over Don.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that at this point, you know, my mistake was, oh, yeah, you can be his friend. I should have just put my foot down and said, nope, you can't be his friend, because I didn't know how severe and how in depth that he was emotionally screwed up.
Yeah.
You know? Because, of course, Megan's not going to tell me the things that are going on. Nobody's telling me what's going on in school.
Yeah.
You know? And now that I'm getting all this information, I'm like, you know what?
So Megan,
that's it. You're not even allowed to be his friend, you know?
Megan didn't tell you that he used to bully her and that he was incessantly, you know, commenting on her thing, and that, you know, he's going to have some girl kick her butt.
Yeah, and I know that, but, you know, from what Megan was saying, it was like, oh, no, we made up, everything's fine, you know, he, you know, this and that, and they were friends.
Mm-hmm.
So they remained friends for a long time after that. So, you know, the problem was, you know, they're kind of new to the community, and I don't know a lot of their background. I don't know, I know Sharon, but I don't know her too personally. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and then all this is coming out, and I'm like, you know what? This is not a good thing, Megan. You know? I mean, he's fighting, and the thing that really upsets me is that it's this game that they've generated or something. And I don't understand how it is that all these boys can, you know, push around other kids and act like they're in a gang and not be all suspended or expelled.
Yeah.